Hello and welcome to The Big Rewind, episode 15. I am here with Jamie, who has a cold.
Hey!
You say you have a cold, but really you've been playing GTA 5, you little bitch.
I've been doing both. I've been sneezing and killing hoes.
Charming.
In different area codes.
How nice for you.
In Los Santos.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's start. Actually, with the big news for this week.
Mm-hmm.
The first news this week is related to Expendables 3.
Oh, right.
Okay. There's more news on that.
More actors being confirmed.
Yeah. Well, one actor is actually not going to be in it. Nicolas Cage
is
not
going to be in it. Oh, he's busy with Fast and Furious.
I don't know what Nicolas Cage is doing. I don't know. It sucks. That really sucks. But he's going to be replaced by the most badass dudes of them all. To give you an idea of how badass he is, here's a little clip.
Good Lord, Niles, get a grip. For God's sake, you become hysterical over the littlest things. My God, my suede shoes, you've spilled latte all over them. They're ruined.
What the fuck was that?
Frasier fucking Crane.
No.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer.
I don't know.
Why is Kelsey in it?
Kelsey Grammer is now reinventing himself into a badass, apparently.
He's not a badass.
I know, but that's his reinvention. He's going to be in Transformers 4, this. I don't know. I guess he's going to be... He can't shoot a gun, surely.
He'll probably run for president at some point.
Yeah. Speaking of Expendables, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in talks to be the villain in James Cameron's latest... Okay. Avatar 2.
Okay.
Arnie in Avatar 2, come on.
Alright. I'm trying to get excited about that. I really am, but it's Cameron. So yeah.
He's not going to be in Avatar. Can you imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger blue guy?
Yeah, that would be...
Thal!
Yeah.
Forest, Thal!
Okay.
It's beautiful! Ah! I don't know.
Alright, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's happening. Probably. That's not confirmed.
Oh, is that not confirmed? That's a rumor.
Yeah. Ethan Coen, one of the Coen brothers, he will direct a film, the new Will Ferrell film.
By himself?
Yeah. That's happened before.
So it can't be called a Coen brothers film?
No, it's a Coen brother film.
No, it's just called Coen film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be half as good. it's got a good title, though. It'll be called Get Hard.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Get Hard?
Yeah. As in penises.
Okay.
Or nipples. Nipples get hard.
All right.
What else gets hard?
My fist in your face?
Life gets hard. Penises. Oh, no. I've said that.
Stop it.
That's about it.
Move on.
This movie gets hard. It's get hard. They're planning a Walking Dead spin-off show. It's spin-off week this week. So many spin-off.
A Walking Dead spin-off show.
Fuck yeah!
From the series.
Yeah, they're gonna focus on the film. They're gonna focus on the zombie.
Oh, a zombie!
No, I'm kidding.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Like
love that.
The whole season is just. Brains.
Yeah, it'd be great.
The whole arc of that show is just him getting brains.
Yeah.
And at the end, he gets to them.
Yeah.
And he kills the whole main cast of the first show. That'd be awesome. But that's not the only spin-off going on. Breaking Bad might actually be getting a spin-off as well.
Why?
Because people like the shows and they want to capitalize on that.
Okay.
But not only TV series are getting spin-offs. Movies are getting spin-offs again now. J.K. Rowling, you've probably heard of this. She's going to write the screenplay for a new Harry Potter spin-off.
Yes, I've heard about this. Yes.
It'll be based on Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I think she kind of realised that without Harry Potter, she's not really an author.
Yeah. But surely she hasn't run out of money just yet.
No, I know, but whenever you make that kind of money, something in your brain goes, I want more.
Yeah. They want to keep their beautiful houses. And
yeah. No, they want another one of the beautiful houses.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I think that's the first one she's actually gonna actually write the screenplay for, because the others she just wrote books.
Like, why is Robert Downey Jr. doing advertisement? Because he wants more. Like, he didn't get enough from Avengers and Iron Man, and he's already been confirmed for the next Avengers and whatever else he's
probably There's always time for HTC.
It's bullshit. He doesn't need more money, yet he does the advertisement. Anyway.
HTC, which stands for have too much cash. Come on.
Too much cash.
Yeah.
Have too much cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes as much sense as that fucking, you know, catamaran.
Yeah, except you missed out a letter.
Tinfoil. They said tinfoil catamaran. That counts. Shut up.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes. So, more spin-off news. There'll be a Star Wars film every year
from... Oh my goodness, are you serious?
Yeah. From 2015. So they're going to do, like, a trilogy.
Yeah.
Because it's always a trilogy. So they'll start with a film, and then the next film will be a spin-off.
Except for a quadrilogy.
What?
Alien.
It was a quadrilogy. I meant Star Wars.
Oh.
They always, like, go in trilogies.
Oh, right. In batches of three. Yeah, sorry.
So they'll do, like, a proper Star Wars film, and then after that, the year later, they'll do a spin-off one. So they'll focus on Yoda, like, his origin story. And then
It's called Episode 7, isn't it?
Yeah, Episode 7. And then after that, they'll do an origin story.
Oh, right. And it'll be Episode 0.
Yeah.
0.1, 0.2.
Or 7.1. I don't know. And then it'll be Episode 8, 2 years later, and then they'll keep doing that.
So they forever. Can,
forever.
Forever, until we're up to, like, Episode 50 when we die.
No, I think they'll probably end that batch with Episode 9.
I think they'll end it with 7 once they realise how big a fucking flop it will be.
I'm really intrigued to see if it can be a flop. Everyone went to see Episode 1 just because they hadn't seen the Star Wars film in so long.
Oh, speaking of flop, so you know Lone Ranger was a flop.
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
Like 250 million?
Probably more. Yeah, 250 million. Do you know how much GTA 5 cost to make?
No.
170 million.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's already been slated to make over a billion.
Really?
Over a billion, yeah.
People are so cheap. Sorry.
But the thing is that it's so far as I've played it, it seems deserved. But anyway.
Yeah. Deserved?
Yeah, deserved.
Yeah, that's better. Deserved. Adorable. There's going to be something that you're going to be really looking forward to.
God, if it's about JJ again.
No. Although we just had JJ news. Fucking Star Wars, man.
No, I know, but like...
That's the thing, actually. I don't know if JJ will actually direct the origin stories. Probably not.
No. He'll leave that up to Snyder.
Because he needs time to do
fucking... Or Cameron. Or other shit
directors. No, Cameron's in the Avatar business. And that's all he's doing.
Is he making a trilogy out of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what the fuck... Yeah, no, J.J. Abrams needs to finish his Star Trek trilogy as well.
Yeah.
Needs to find time
for that. Get Peter Jackson on the case, he's not busy.
He's only making 2 Hobbit movies.
I know, that's insane.
And then after that, yeah. There's a CGI Paddington Bear movie coming up.
Yay, my childhood is being raped yet again.
Who cares about Paddington Bear?
Love Paddington Bear as a child.
What happens in Paddington Bear? I'm a bear!
He wears a blue mac.
I'm a bear, I say.
And he's lovely to people.
Good evening.
He teaches you life lessons about being kind.
Lame.
Shut up.
Be kind, what? What the fuck? Paddington Bear.
Anyway, move on.
If your grandma was a child, she'd love it.
She probably did.
If you come out with a job. Yeah, I'm thinking about that one. But guess who'll do the voice? Nicholas Kitten. No, I'm joking. No,
Mark Hamill.
No, that'd be awesome. Colin Firth.
Alright, that's appropriate.
He should have played the role like himself. Like not CGI, just being the
suit. Oh, that's weird.
That'd be awesome.
He's quite tall.
Like Booby. Yeah, he is quite tall. That'd be a giant.
Hello.
Creepy Paddington Bear. And finally, Independence Day 2. It's happening. But Roland Emmerich is like, it may not be a trilogy, but it totally will.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, if it doesn't
make money. Is Will Smith involved?
I don't think so. I mean, he said he wouldn't be involved, but they're probably still in talks to get him involved. So
yeah.
They'll probably throw money at him, and he'll be like, all right.
Yeah, wow.
I'm sure Jeff Goldblum will be in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got nothing else to do.
Exactly. Unless he's going to be in the Jurassic Park.
Oh, fuck, stuff. Yeah.
You know.
They won't make him the lead again. After Lost World, they won't.
No.
They might bring Sam Neill back, who knows. Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Trailers.
Yeah.
Actually, the trailer news is more interesting than the fucking news. Have you seen the trailer for Grudge Match?
Grudge Match?
Yeah.
No.
I have to tell you about this fucking film.
Go on.
Stallone versus De Niro.
Oh, yeah, I have seen the trailer for
this. You have?
Yeah. Sorry, wouldn't you mention those two.
It's a boxing movie.
Yeah.
It's Rocky.
Yeah, I know. I watched that trailer, I was just like, he's done this.
Why hasn't he called it Rocky?
I know, but this happened.
Yeah.
Already.
Except it wasn't, you know, De Niro, it was, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Whoever it was.
I can't remember who it was.
I can't even remember who he fights in the last film. Oh, no, that was...
Dolph Lundgren.
No, that was a young guy.
Yeah. I can't remember.
The time he never fought an old guy as an old guy, I guess.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's meant to be a comedy.
Yeah, it's kind of based on the Sunshine Boys, which is about these two comedians who they have to do one last show, but they don't get along. They can't be in the same room together.
Yeah.
And they do it, and it goes really wrong. Seems like the same kind of story.
I mean, in the trailer, when they show them in the green suits, it looks funny.
It looks, yeah.
If these old actors, you know, are willing to take the piss out of themselves,
yeah,
I'm all for that kind of movie.
It looks fun enough, but it looks like a Rocky movie. Oh, there's many Rocky references throughout.
Of course, there's.
You know
be.
When he's like,
it's about boxing,
like when he's about to punch like a big piece of meat. And then Alan Arkin's like, what are you doing?
We're just here for food.
Yeah. It's quite funny. So it might be alright. Machete Kills.
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
There's a new trailer. A Red Band trailer.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so fucking... It's the best trailer yet.
I don't know if I want to watch it. I know the film's going to be great. I'm going to go see it. What's the point in injecting any more excitement into my veins?
I can tell you there's more fucked up shit. At one point, he takes a guy's gut... He rips the guts out, throws it at a helicopter, and he gets...
It's so good. Looking forward to this.
You got Mel Gibson wearing a cape. It gets better every... It looks really silly, though. Like,
I love silly.
It's going to make the first one look, like, serious. Honestly, it looks fucking insane.
Okay.
There's a movie that looks interesting called The Last Days on Mars, which is a space movie, with Liev Schreiber. And it's basically Prometheus on Mars.
Oh, okay.
With less budget. But it looks good. I need to show you the trailer for that.
Okay.
It looks alright. It's like a thriller. They go to Mars. There's some people they're with are doing their own thing. They go on their own solo mission. And they're like, what the fuck are they doing? And then they find out some weird shit underground.
We've had quite a few films based on Mars, haven't we?
Yeah. Not many have been good, though.
No, Mars Attack.
Oh, yeah. But that wasn't set on Mars.
I know what you mean. But.
What else? I don't remember Mission to Mars very much.
Was there a film called Red Planet?
Red Planet.
Yeah.
That was not very good.
Which one's the one where they go and there's a face on the planet?
What?
And it's like it's a temple.
I don't remember that.
There were aliens on Mars or something. I can't remember which.
I don't remember. Maybe that was Mission to Mars. I don't know.
Might have been. I can't remember.
What's the other film? Oh, well, Total Recall. Probably the best Mars movie to date.
Get your ass to Mars!
Yes. Well, they'll get their ass to Mars and it's not going to go very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to show you that trailer. It looks good. And finally, new trailer for Alexander Payne's Nebraska. Which it doesn't look like it means anything to you.
No, I'm open-minded.
Yeah. No. Well, he's made films like The Descendants with George Clooney and fucking About Schmidt. With Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
It looks like basically About Schmidt crossed with David Lynch's The Straight Story about an old guy who he wants to go to Nebraska. He wants to walk to Nebraska because he's got a million from fuck knows where.
Oh, well.
I guess.
If it was from just from outside. Around the corner. Yeah, just from outside Nebraska, that's not that bad.
It must be from far. Or maybe he starts off in Nebraska and leaves somewhere. I don't know. That's doubtful. Anyway, he has to go somewhere from somewhere far. And just because there's $1 million waiting for him somewhere. And the whole thing is about him. Do you really have $1 million there? What the fuck?
Okay.
And it stars Bruce Dern and Will Forte.
Cool.
And that one just looks decent. But like completely different vibe than fucking Machete. But yeah, that's the news and the trailer. So now let's move on to the big review.
Woohoo! I shot someone. I think I shot someone.
It's gonna be okay. All you gotta do is wait for
it. Except it's not that big.
It's not that big a review. It's a little review.
It's a review of a little film
that not many people have probably seen.
No, but
it's called Ain't Them Body Saints.
It's pronounced ain't.
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 Them ain't.
Ain't them body saints.
And them body saints.
Anyway.
So it's about Casey Affleck.
Yep. I really like him as an actor. Like, yeah. The Killer Inside Me, I think, is a fantastic film.
Yeah, it's
very brutal.
It's a bit crazy.
I know, but I like how brutal and crazy that film is. It successfully disturbed me.
Yeah,
and I thought that was
good. Makes a good creep in a lot of films.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You need to watch J.C. James if you haven't seen.
Oh it. Yeah, yeah.
In this one. Not so much. He's not really a creep. He's kind of a...
He's not a creep, but he is...
He's an outlaw!
Yeah, but he is obsessive in this.
I guess, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit... He's got... he's kind of a simple character in a way that he's got
very... Does the accent really well.
Yeah. He's got very clear goals.
Because this is based in Texas.
Is it Texas?
Yeah, it's Texas.
Missouri.
They're in Texas.
Okay.
He does at some point, I think, end up in Missouri.
He walks somewhere.
But it's primarily based in Texas. Mm. And, we couldn't figure out exactly, but we thought 1960s, 1970s.
Yeah, that's said. I mean, they're
definitely not recent.
No. I don't know when... If they say when it's set, they probably do, and we didn't pay attention. But I would say 70s.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a romance at first, about a guy and a girl. They're both kind of Bonnie and Clyde style outlaws.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're on a, I don't know what they're doing, they're robbing someone or whatever.
Mm.
And it goes wrong, the girl shoots someone, a cop, and then he takes the blame. Because she's pregnant and he doesn't want her to be in jail with the kid.
Yeah.
So he takes the blame, goes to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
And then...
Well,
for a while.
Yeah, but then he escapes.
He escapes. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, she's given birth to the kid and raised...
I think it's supposed to be like 5 years down the line.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years, something like that. Although it feels like much longer at one point. Like,
I know.
You see him come out and he's like, oh, is that how fellas are wearing their hair these days?
Yeah.
Is that how people wear the hair these days? That's how he sounds.
Okay.
Is that how?
No.
Come on, Jimmy.
Stop it. You can't do it.
I can do it.
Stop it.
I can do it.
I said shut up.
Casey Affleck. Is that how fellas are wearing the hair these days? Ain't them bodies
saying. Shut up.
What if he said that? What the fuck?
That was something.
What was that?
Let me stop for a
second. No, it's fine, it's fine. Although, unless you need to get that.
No, I just need to make it stop doing that.
It's fine.
Alright. Sorry, give me a sec. Sorry, I should have put this on silent.
I didn't even know this could ring.
Yeah, it's on silent now. It's on silent. Everything's on silent.
Good.
Continue.
Anyway. So he comes out and that's basically it. That's the whole story.
No.
There's some little things that happen. Should we spoil it for them?
Oh yeah, I mean we do that. We spoil everything.
Yeah, we tend
every
to.
Time. I mean, I'm hoping you would watch this after you've seen it in order to
like, listen to the podcast,
formulate thoughts and opinions.
To be honest, though,
or if you don't care for this film and you just want a summary of the plot, then we're more than happy to provide.
Yeah, we'll spoil it for you. But if you want to see the movie, I'd say go see it. That said, it's not really spoilers. Like, it's if you've seen that type of movie,
if you've seen the trailer,
if you've seen the trailer,
that's pretty much 99% of the film.
Yeah,
and in terms of plot,
And even the ending. If you've seen that type of movie, you know how it ends. Like, honestly.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you've seen that was our major issue with the film, was its ending.
Yeah.
It's got really good build-up,
yeah,
and good character development, and good acting.
Yeah, no, it looks great. I mean, it's very dark.
Yeah, but it's got that kind of, I like the feel of it.
It's got that very moody, kind of natural lighting feel to it. But
I like the setting. It's really true to, you know, setting.
Yeah, no, it looks kind of like something like Winter's Bone. I don't know if you've seen that, but very kind of gloomy.
Yeah.
But it looks good. At the same time, so I didn't really have a problem until the ending, to be honest.
Yeah,
I just because the whole thing is really about build up to what's gonna happen,
and
they needed to deliver something different, something unique, and I didn't feel like they did.
They delivered a sort of cathartic ending.
Yeah,
is how I'd say where, Casey Affleck dies in the arms of his former lover.
Even though
he now knows that she doesn't belong to him anymore.
Oh, so beautiful.
And the cop who she shot and hasn't told that she shot originally, because apparently he don't care.
Yeah.
is now banging her sideways.
Well, after the film, I guess.
What
I hate about part of that is that, okay, Casey Affleck is dying.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the kid. Come and say goodbye.
No. And but the kids never met him.
And she doesn't clarify that she's not fucking Mustache Cop.
Yeah.
Which is kind of mean.
But she's going to. That's the thing.
That's what they... Yeah. They want you to take away from that. Because I don't know if she's going to make the safe choice, but then he's dying, so it's not really a choice, to be honest.
Yeah. It's more a case of... Yeah. That'll do.
They kind of want you to feel some very clear things. Towards the end of this film, they want you
Okay, that's true.
Yeah,
but let's just have a look, right, at the association and that the audience is supposed to have.
Yeah,
and you think, okay, well, we're all kind of rooting for Casey Affleck, the character.
I was,
and because you want, I mean, in some sense, I mean, I know it's cheesy, but you want them to work it out somehow. Yeah. It reintegrate into society, whatever.
And that was the film's goal, to not do that.
And that's fine. But the whole association is that you want that to happen.
Yeah.
So that you set it up like
as flawed as Affleck is.
But
you still want him
if you
to do well.
Analyze her actions solely by itself, you realize she's a bitch. She's a total bitch.
Yeah.
Because, one, she at no point volunteers the information to help her partner. Now, I can understand why. You know, self-sacrifice and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She stops writing to him.
Yeah.
Right? Even though he keeps writing to her.
Yeah. These really heartfelt letters.
Yeah. Every single day, apparently, or a lot of the time. And she obviously... She gets given a house by the father figure to Casey Affleck.
Yeah,
she's looked after by the local cops.
Yeah,
right. She has the cheek to sort of complain and say, "I'm tired."
Yeah,
where everyone around you is being shot.
Yeah,
dying or is generally in a bad way.
Yeah.
Not as good as you're doing, you know.
Yeah, and no, it's true. I mean, they want you to kind of be like, well, since she had the child, she kind of learned, she changed. And she became a new person, and it's all about protecting the kid. It's like, fine. But that's not, I don't know, that's not really that character. No. That's not how that character was really introduced.
No, anyway. I know.
And there's just a very... You still don't like her by the end. Because there's a serious lack of just care about others.
Apart,
she cares about the kids.
But that's it. absolutely sold.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of even feels like she's using the cop in order to make sure she's safe.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something...
Because she invited him round for her birthday.
Yeah.
For the kid's birthday. And I think partly it was... One, to say goodbye. I mean, that was the original plan.
Yeah.
But also to have protection from Casey and anyone else who wanted to kill them or hurt them.
And the main problem with me is just I hate that cop.
Yeah.
We're meant to, like, think he's dodgy for most of the movie and then at the end realize he's a good man.
Yeah.
But I still don't like him.
No, I wanted a bit more emotion from him. I wanted a bit more humanistic elements.
Yeah.
In the sense, like, he comes across as really like, oh, everything's fine. I don't care if I got shot. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if you haven't, you know, shown me affection even though I'm showing you all the affection I can. Yeah.
I don't care that, you know, you were with that guy that he's in jail and stuff.
Yeah.
But really, he does care. It comes
up. No, I know, but the thing is, it's never realised.
Yeah.
And I think that is the issue we took with it at the end.
Yeah.
You know, because there's the confrontation at the end, which is between the cop and Casey Affleck, and you kind of, you think, oh, there's this opportunity for the cop to get his vengeance, because Casey's already dying, so you think, oh, he'll feel okay about shooting him as well, you know, because he's a convict, and he's, you know, he should be in prison, and all this kind of stuff. And it's just mute, and he just allows, you know, her to have her goodbyes.
Because whether he cares or not, he's kind of like, he's still snooping around and investigating. He finds a picture that clearly he knows that Casey Affleck was hiding at his friend's house.
Yes,
but he doesn't tell the girl. He doesn't... No. And he's not like, shit, he had a picture, still cares for her. You know, he doesn't feel anything.
Yeah.
And at the end, he like sticks around the house and he's a creep. I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
He's slimy. He comes off as slimy.
Well, yeah. To be honest, I still recommend to go see this film because I think it's got a good story. I think I think it's shot very well.
Yeah. I recommend maybe a rental. I wouldn't see it at the cinema.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
really... It won't be on at the cinema very long.
No, probably not. Or if it comes on TV, watch it.
Yeah.
Or
I don't think it will.
Even don't go out of your way to rent it. There's better films like that out there. Even something like The Good Girl, which ends in a similar way.
Just go and see Only God Forgives.
See that,
Best sort of atmospheric. It's
much darker, though.
Yeah, I know, but best atmospheric film of the year, definitely.
Yeah, in terms of indie movies.
It's up there with one of my... To be honest, if nothing came out more this year, like Machete Kills might top it, but like if nothing else comes out this year... Then Only God Forgives is definitely my best film.
It's right up there. I kind of wish there was at least one more genuinely big film that's really good or a small film that's really affecting.
Yeah.
I just want one more good film
before. Well, we don't know what Thor's gonna be.
Oh yeah. I doubt there'll be the saving grace. But yeah. I don't know. That's our thoughts on In Them Body Saints.
Cool.
Yeah. That was all quick. Right. Now let's move on to the big recall. So the big recall is when we recommend a film to watch or recommend a film to avoid.
Yes.
Retro film, preferably.
Yes. We only have one rule, really.
Yeah.
Then it must be pre-2000.
Pre-2000, right. Even if it is 2000, that counts, I guess. Just about.
Yeah.
It needs to be a worthy film to talk about.
Yeah.
This week, I'm the one telling you which film to avoid, and you're going to recommend a film.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
No, you start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go on. I'm more looking forward to what you're going to talk about.
It's pretty random.
Yeah.
I'd like to not recommend Stephen King's It. The famous evil clown movie.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
Have you seen that?
I think I did see it when, not exactly when it came out, but when I was younger, I saw it.
Technically, it's not really a movie, it's a miniseries.
Okay.
But it's in two parts, so it just makes up one really long movie.
Yeah.
Like 3 hours long. Yeah, it's got Tim Curry as an evil clown. Yep. And the plot of the story is, it's like a cross between Stand By Me and fucking a ridiculous evil clown movie. So you've got you've got these people. Some kids are getting killed, I guess, by an evil clown.
Yeah.
Who may or may not be real.
Yeah.
And these people who, when they were kids, the same thing happened to them, where they used to see this clown and used to scare them. They kind of call each other like, shit, it's happening again. So they kind of get back together to, they go to Maine, which is this city that's in every little town that's in every Stephen King story. So they all get back there and they're like, we need to somehow stop this forever. This fucking clown, man. And so they do that and it's got the dumbest fucking ending of any film. It's just fucking ridiculous.
God, God.
Should I say it?
Yeah, go on. I mean, well, don't want people to watch it.
Okay,
ruin it for people then. Ruin it.
At the end of the first part, they go in the sewers because there's a weird sewer motif with the fucking clown.
Yeah.
It appears out of drains and, you know, blood. Balloons. Balloons are scary in this movie. There's balloons coming out of drains and wherever. Always
great. Who likes balloons?
I love balloons. If I'd seen that as a kid, I would have been scared of balloons. I
was being rhetorical.
Oh.
And ironic.
Well, balloons are not scary. I can tell you that much.
Unless they're filled with...
blood.
What
were you going to say? Hands.
Anthrax.
Okay. Unless they're filled with hands.
Okay.
I guess that'd be scary. But yeah, so they're all in the sewers. You see them as kids. And they see something fly above them with a light shining. And you're like, oh, fuck, it's aliens.
Yeah.
There's like a spaceship flies over them.
Yeah.
After they battle. Oh, my God. They get rid of the clown the first time.
Yeah.
With one of those where you throw stones. What are they called?
Slingshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl has a slingshot with a bit of silver on it. She knocks it in his head. That kind of kills him. Mm-hmm. And then one guy has an inhaler for asthma. Mm-hmm. And he sprays it on him. And that kills him somehow. And then you see the alien ship fly over. So at the end of the first part, you're like, what the fuck? Because then they tell you the clown used to be this clown 200 years ago that kind of scared the city for some reason.
Why is that related to aliens?
Yeah, that's why. But at the end of the first part, I was like, they better explain that shit because it's complicated. And then the second part happens. They don't even mention what just happened. Whereas, yeah, if I was an adult, I'd be like, remember when you saw that fucking alien? but they don't talk about it until like right at the end. And then at the end, they go back to the sewers and they discover the truth.
Which is?
Okay, what do you think the truth could be?
Bullshit endings. It's all a dream. It's all in their heads. The clown was an alien trying to get home. The clown was a lizard man.
Oh my God, you're really close.
Ah, go on.
Well, the first few you said were the obvious ones.
Yeah.
The obvious bad endings.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not obvious. This is the kind of thing where you're like, what the fuck? This is closer to the lizard thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because they go down and they see a giant spider.
Okay.
And turns out the spaceship they saw was actually the body of the spider.
Okay.
Fly over them.
Yeah.
That's shining.
Yeah.
Somehow. And yeah, they battle the spider with asthma spray and silver.
But how's that related to the clown?
I don't know.
What, they never explain?
No.
They're like, big spider.
Yeah. That's what happens.
What?
I don't know.
So the clown never shows up in part two?
In part two, yeah, he shows up every, once in a while to freak people out. But then at the end, when they get to the lair of the clown, it's a fucking big spider.
So the clown is the spider?
I guess. The closest I can think of is the spider somehow...
How did I forget such a bad ending?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen this film. I'm sure I've seen the Stephen King It.
You might have turned it off before because it's really
bad. Yeah, maybe.
The acting is terrible. It looks better than the Shining TV series.
Yeah.
In that it looks like a movie. A bad movie.
I watched your
Oh, did you see the...
Your little montage.
Best of Steven Weber.
Yeah, this is... It's brilliant. I recommend anyone to watch it. It's funny. Really, really funny.
Thank you very much.
It's so obvious that he's trying to channel Nicholson.
Yeah,
it's so obvious.
And kind of fails.
Yeah, I know.
It comes off as hilarious.
I know, that's the thing. He comes across as anarchic and just a bit silly and comedic.
The Shining TV series, they're way too long. They shouldn't be 3-part long.
Yeah.
But, because that's like, how long is that? That's 2 hours and a half. It's insane.
Yeah.
But they're funny. They're fucking funny. This is funny as well, but it's not scary at all, and it's really badly acted and badly made.
Yeah.
So if you make it to the end, well done, first of all. Second of all, explain it to me, because I don't fucking understand. The only thing I can think of is that the spider has a telepathic... way of channeling, but why would she channel a clown?
So it's more like Jason.
I still don't understand. No matter how you look at it, it doesn't make any
sense. No, not Jason. Nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically they try to have the clown be a mix of Freddy Krueger and Beetlejuice because he makes jokes and shit.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, do you know what? Forget what I was going to recommend. I'm just going to recommend Beetlejuice. No, everyone knows that
film. It's a bit too easy.
I love that film. It's so good. So, actually, I'm going to recommend a film.
Yes.
Which has, some really big names in it.
Big name.
No, I disagree, But the thing is that... to get to the point. It's Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah.
Right? Which I know you haven't seen.
It's the best dog movie I've ever not seen.
It's not got any dogs in it.
It's got an afternoon?
Dog Day Afternoon is a metaphor.
Oh. I think day and afternoon are redundant. Because the afternoon is during the day, no?
Anyway, thanks for ruining my intro.
Sorry.
And my flow. It's got Al Pacino in it when he's young. We're talking 1975 here.
Oh, yeah.
This is in between the Godfather films, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in between
the Godfather. Same time around the second one.
Yeah.
Ooh-ah.
And it's also got John Cazale, who I'd say is a big name.
Cazale.
Because he was in... Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
I've seen him in a bunch of things, but I never remember what.
He's in loads of things. He's in one of my favourite films, The Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And he's obviously in The Godfather's film.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
isn't he Fredo in the second one? Oh, in the first one, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How can you not forget him?
I just remembered. He gets shot
on a boat.
I remembered. Yeah, spoiler alert.
For The Godfather Part 2.
Is that Part 2 or Part 1?
I think it's Part 2, yeah. Oh, come on, everyone's seen... If you haven't seen Godfather and Godfather Part 2...
No, that's Part 1.
And you like film, what are you doing with your life?
Oh my god, they're mixing up Part 1, Part 2. Never mind.
Anyway.
Dog Day Afternoon.
It's a hostage situation film. I am going to be spoiler-free with this because I just want everyone to watch it.
Yeah.
But I can say the premise is it's a bank heist gone wrong.
Yeah.
Which turns into a hostage situation, and the whole thing is a commentary on the media and their approach to it, and the approach of the police, and his situation, and I don't want to say some of the other kind of critical kind of things that it deals with, because it deals with quite a few different social types, and.
It reminds me of that Bill Murray clown movie. I forget what it's called, but there was a movie where he disguises himself as a clown, robs a bank.
Shut up.
And it goes wrong, and then he has to stay there somehow.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry. Bringing back the clowns.
Anyway, it's a fantastic film to watch. Al Pacino does such an amazing job. He got nominated for an Oscar. I'm surprised he didn't win it.
Yeah,
little fun fact. Al Pacino's ever won one Oscar.
Was it just Scent of a Woman?
I think it's just Scent of a Woman. I think he's only ever won it for that.
Ooh, why? You know?
Well, because...
That's weird.
Because the Oscars are stupid.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot.
Anyway.
Fucking Oscars.
He's won loads of other awards, of course, because it's Al Pacino. But he looks so young in this. But he does such an amazing job. He's vulnerable in this film, which he's not. He doesn't play vulnerable characters a lot in later films. He's much more the badass.
Well, especially in Godfather at that time, he was more like the cold and calculating guy.
So in this, he's completely different from the Godfather, which is amazing because that is what he's known for and everything. So he deserves a lot of respect for this film, and I hope a lot of people will watch it based on...
Even me, I need to watch it.
Yeah, based on anyone's recommendation.
Sounds like one of those key 70s movies.
It is. It's quite low budget.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if I found out it was independent and stuff.
It's the smallest... Well, I guess...
Scale of it's tiny. It's
the smallest scale
movie. Oh, yeah, in comparison to other films that he's done. It's very much recommended to watch if you want to see the evolution of Al Pacino and how he's become such a great actor. Because this is still quite early in his career, really.
I hear that one ends with a giant spider as well.
No. Ends with a giant...
No, I said... I know it ends with a...
Oh, giant
spider.
Yeah.
Hey! That's not very funny.
No, it's not, but it's appropriate to end right there.
Okay. Sorry. I ruined your flow again. But yeah, so that's all movies. Dog Day Afternoon and It. It. Now let's end with I at myself.
Yay.
Big game.
My pain.
So... We'll try and change it up next time. The big game a bit. Like we talked about this.
We've got something.
It's getting on your nerves. I'm gonna try something which it's for you. It's for you to end. I shat myself on a good note, on a happy note.
Yeah.
It's still me singing.
Yeah.
Doing a poor impression of William Shatner.
Yeah.
But there's a twist to it. I'll show you. You'll see. Last week I was singing "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing" by Aerosmith.
Oh.
Cheesiest fucking song ever written.
Yes, it is.
And I like Aerosmith.
It only reminds me of that film.
That shitty movie that was one of the big recalls. Not recommend a few weeks back.
Armageddon. A lot of people like it. It's a guilty pleasure for some people.
Not for me. Okay. Some people like Independence Day. I don't like it either.
I like Independence Day.
Oh, fuck off.
I know I shouldn't.
I hate you.
But it's funny.
It's annoying.
I know.
It's mostly annoying. Parts are funny, but...
I should rewatch it.
Like Godzilla.
Especially before they do number two. But anyway, go on.
Yes, sorry. Let's move on to... I shat myself. Let's see if I can do this.
While Adam sings this, I'm literally going to go shat myself.
Charming. Let's go.
Non. Rien. De rien. Non. Je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait. Ni le mal. Tout ça, mais bien égal.
There you go. French William Shatner.
Oh, that's brilliant. Why didn't you do that sooner?
That's how you have to end big. See? Because now we're going to do something next week and you're going to miss I Shat Myself.
Damn.
Because I can sing in other languages, biatch.
How do you combine French and Shatner? Oh, whatever.
I just shat your face.
Sorry, I apologize for all my criticism.
There you go. I Shat Myself is awesome. If you know the answer, what was I singing? You can email us, bigrewindpodcast@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter as well, @TheRetroCritic. Speaking of shout-outs, let's go to the big shout-outs for this week. So I've already shout-outed myself. So I just... shout out the blog, I guess. Retrocriticblog.blogspot.com. Do you have anyone to shout out?
Well, just myself again. We're continuing with the Let's Plays on my Silent Consumer channel on YouTube. So, yeah.
Silent Consumer.
We're going to be uploading some Twisted Metal gameplay, which has like the Twisted Metal one. It has like a surprise ending.
So, ooh.
Yeah.
Is it a giant spider?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, that would be ridiculous.
No, but that, to be honest, in that game, it would be appropriate.
Oh,
but anyway.
It'd make more sense, a fucking clown movie.
Yeah.
So. Or,
we also just recorded me playing Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies.
What?
I apparently I played it before, but I couldn't remember that I'd played it before.
Oh, okay.
And I play it again, and I am like the most amateurish. Like, I play a lot of games, but I'm such an amateur when it comes to Call of Duty and those types of games.
That's war games, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't care for them. But I play one with my brother, and my brother gets so upset with me. And that'll come out at some point as well.
Cool, man. And I'll be uploading as well us, speaking of games, we're talking about next-gen games.
I'm going to
upload that little video. You can find it on youtube.com/theretrocritic.
Cool.
So thank you for listening. This was our 15th episode. We'll be back hopefully next week with probably a review of RIPD.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie dear.
True Grit crossed with fucking Men in Black.
Yeah. Oh.
It can only be good, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be another flop that Hollywood is going to feel pain for.
Nah.
Anyway.
Oh, fuck this year, man.